So what are
Yo,
we?
Yo, I'm just chilling right now.
I'm not looking for anything.
Excuse
right
me,
now.
Can I talk to you?
I saw your little girlfriend the other
what
day.
What you mean?
You know you're my man.
So
right?
When you gonna make me your girl?
You probably say the same thing to all the little girls on your line. Your line. Your line.
Welcome to another episode of What You Wanna Call a Podcast. I have two very attractive guests that I'm gonna go ahead and let introduce themselves.
I'm Maya DeBurr.
I'm Marcus, otherwise known as Polo.
All right. So where are y'all from? What do you do?
I'm from Maryland. I do a lot of office stuff, training to be a dialysis tech, getting my nursing degree soon. And I model.
That's good.
I'm an artist. I'm a writer.
You do it all.
I do
what don't
all.
You do?
I don't even know anymore.
I don't do all of that, but I do, so I'm from Prince George's County, Maryland, and I have an event company called Great Energy Group, and we create community through fun experiences by doing day parties, brunches and day parties, nightlife events, social fitness, like yoga events, community events, just different things of that nature. I also do like some branding and marketing consulting as well.
Dope. So, what's your relationship status, guys? Y'all together? I mean, I know they wondering, so
nah.
I'm wondering too.
I'm in a relationship with myself.
Yeah, same to that. I'm definitely dating me right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how's
self-love,
that going for y'all?
Self-love.
It gets a little lonely.
It gets a little lonely.
Yeah, sometimes. But you know, nobody will love you better than you love yourself.
Self-love is the best love, Amy.
I'm telling you.
I'm with that.
I'm having a great time. I'm learning so much more about myself. I'm trying new things.
That's important.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, going out, taking yourself out on a date, and you just like going, you go to a fancy place, dress up.
Get what you want.
And you ain't got to worry about what nobody else wants.
Yeah, nobody else.
Mm-mm. Pay for yourself.
Yeah, I'm
going
to try that. I feel it.
Just
I'm trying. I always say this though, like on some real stuff, like, can't nobody love you the way you love yourself. And you can't learn to love nobody until you learn to love yourself.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
I feel that. I support that.
Yeah.
And I hope that y'all are getting the best out of that.
I am. I'm loving myself. I'm loving the fuck out of myself.
That's good. Girl, look at you. Loving up on yourself every night, huh?
Every night. Maybe sometimes twice a day.
It's important.
It's all right. It's important.
It's very important. You can manifest a lot through, like,
self-love.
Being with yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Love it on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we ain't even get there yet. We gonna work our way into
right,
that.
The wine working.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
But let's jump into it. So, do y'all partake in online dating?
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've definitely been
What's
thinking about
back?
It. Nothing. I just gotta finish my profile.
Girl, it should not be that hard.
No, it's bittersweet. Look, it ain't everything that glitters ain't gold.
I feel it.
So,
I feel it. It's more than just the physical.
It's lonely. It's lonely. It's lonely outside.
Marcus?
No, I haven't been like. I did the whole Tinder thing like back in college and like back in the day. But no, I haven't gotten into online because I'm not actively like looking. I'm more so searching for like some stuff with me first before I can go like look for somebody else.
Yeah,
so all about
I feel it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you got I just got to get some things together like as a man before I can step to somebody else and
I could respect.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
I need to take some notes.
With that, if the opportunity presented itself, like so this is a recurring topic on this podcast about women approaching men. So if the right woman approached you at this time that you're dating yourself, Marcus, perfect woman, everything you're looking for in a woman, came to you, presented itself like, Marcus, what you looking for in a woman? I got it. How would you act?
I'm like, well, let's go work out. Let's go do something.
Let's go work
like,
out.
My thing about it, I want to see like, I'm not, it's like, oh my gosh, you have everything I'm looking for as a, like in a woman. Like, now you can be my girl. Like, nah, it's more so about like, can we be friends? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, do I fucks with you? Like, do I fuck with you when I'm sober? Do I fuck with you when I'm lit? Like, do I like, mm-hmm. like, if, you know, how, like, can you handle some of my baggage? Like, what is your baggage? Like, and that comes with time too, because I think, you know, we'll get to this later, but I think we're like hopping into relationships a little too soon and too mm-hmm. early, and we're looking for this perfect picture, and we get to this honeymoon stage and we want that honeymoon stage to be the relationship, but that's not the relationship, that's just the honeymoon stage. Mm-hmm. And then we live in this world of perfection where we're trying to cover up all this baggage that we have. So yeah, I think it just takes time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, but if that person, I'm like, hold on, just hang around me real quick, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
Let me just take it slow.
Let me hold on to you.
So what I'm hearing is that if this woman approach you, feeling you, wants to be with you, you're like, okay, let's be friends.
I'm gonna be like, I'll take it up. Like, if you can handle, if a woman comes on and be very strong, and she handle the fact that I'm like, you know what, let's be friends, let's do something, and she's like, okay, well, like, yeah, let's see what's up with that. I'm more interested now, because a lot of women often say, well, like, well, I got everything you need, why you don't want me? Mm-hmm. And sweetheart, it's not all about you.
It's levels.
And trust me, you want me to be the best I can be for you. Mm-hmm. So like, take that time. If I say I'm somewhat interested, like, let's go with that if it's worth it. But if it's not worth it, then you need it right then and there. Mm-hmm. If it's worth it, you'll take the time, you'll wait, you'll get to know what's good. Like, yeah.
I like him. He's smart.
Maya, what about you? If a man who got everything you need and more presented himself and said, Maya, shorty, what's up? How you about to act?
How tall is he?
That was a question.
I'm 6 feet. You can Google it. Marcus Pilgrim, you'll see 6 feet.
Who did that? Wikipedia?
Bishop Mark Murray basketball. Yep.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. What was the question? If a guy
presented himself.
Yes. Would I be open to it?
So you're going through like your dating yourself, mm-hmm. loving yourself. Mm-hmm. What if somebody came to interrupt that right now? Tomorrow. Like, Maya, honestly, I've been watching you. You know what? You the woman for me. What's up?
I mean, how you know that right off bugs? Like, I know it look good. Duh, but it's all about the approach. Like, how confident are you? How together are you? How serious are you? Are you just trying to fuck right now, or are you trying to get to know me? Like,
and that's a valid question too, because a guy will tell you everything you want to hear.
Yeah, to and I'm big on preserving time. I don't believe in wasting time, so I will know. I'm really good at reading people, so I'm gonna know right away if it's gonna go past today. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not even gonna waste your time. I'm like, no, I'm good. Or like, okay, you can take my number and then hit me up tomorrow, and then we see how the conversation go. Now, if you can't hold a conversation, why do you have my number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's real.
That's
awesome. My next question is, what's the first thing that catches your eye with the opposite sex? I'm gonna let you go first, Maya. Don't be trying to look at Marcus. I asked you.
I'm gonna cheat on this. I'm gonna say it in a different way.
Because I feel like you're gonna be all intellectual with it, like, oh, her mind is
like, Marcus, we don't want your answer yet.
What's the first thing that I notice? Mm-hmm.
That attracts you, like, maybe he opened his mouth, or maybe something, like, what makes you wanna know more? What intrigues you about a man when you first see him?
I mean, the first thing that I notice is, I guess, build and how he carries himself, confidence. I feel like that's easy to tell. Swag, of course, which I feel like goes with confidence, because you got to be confident in how you walk in and how you look, how you walk in. So that's what, if I'm looking at grooming too, like, if you look like you off the street,
Yeah.
So, I mean, looks, right? Everybody looks like how you look, presentation.
Right, the total package.
Yeah,
right?
Total package.
Okay.
I'm looking at everything.
So not just height, not just like beard.
No, because honestly, I've seen some fine-ass, short-ass niggas.
Heard you
say. Because you short, you deducted points, but I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge. You know.
I think Marcus is offended.
I'm not offended because I'm not short. I don't know what I have to be offended about.
Oh, that's not short. He's taller than me.
Okay, okay.
That works.
Okay, okay. Marcus is just perfect.
Y'all gonna give me a try.
So,
I'm so hot.
Oh, you hot? You hot?
No, it's hot in here.
It's hot in here.
So, well, hold on. What was the question again? If
what is the first thing that attracts you in the opposite sex? Like, what intrigues you? What makes you want to know more when you first meet someone of the opposite sex?
What actually makes me want to know more? I mean, yes, I can be physically attracted to the, like, about some, like, it's kind of like this overall aura, like this energy. You can feel it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some women that are physically to the eye attractive, like they're bad, but their energy is so fucking funky, like it just stink, and it's like I couldn't even like be sitting down with a table eating with you because you're annoying me already, and it's not worth all that other stuff. So it's like it's the energy, and it's like the energy and confidence with a woman. The sexiest thing to this day that a woman's done that got my attention was when a girl came up to me. She saw I was busy. She saw I'm always working. I'm doing something. And she said, "Hey, look, what you doing Thursday? I'm taking you to get something to eat." That right there was the sexiest shit ever.
Wow.
Because it was like
pause, ladies, take notes.
No, but seriously, it was so sexy because it was like you were confident whether this went your way or didn't go your way. And like, of course, after that, like, I'm more than willing to pay for the date. But the thing about it is you didn't see, hey, what is everybody doing? Hey, you need to take me out. Or take me here. The first thing you said is like, it looks like you're doing a lot. What can I give to you?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fire. Like noticing like that I'm a giver and then saying, hey, what can I give to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that like perks up my ears and says, hey, I'm listening for more. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna do the whole scandal, and all that. But like, for the most part, it's that energy and confidence.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good answer.
Intellectual.
Yeah, that was pretty deep.
It was a little deep. Mm-hmm. But I don't care because it wasn't no shade towards me. So
okay, cool. So my next question: how do you know you're in love, Marcus? You go first.
Thank you.
You know you're in love when like, that person is like literally at their worst, or they sick, or it's just like something bad. But you like, fuck, I ain't leaving your dumb ass because I love you. Like, girl, we gonna get through this together, dumbass. Like, oh, you get on my nerves, but like,
I'm gonna be here though.
I'll be here. Yeah, like, I'm gonna just walk around the block real quick. That's when you know you love somebody. Like,
their sickness and health.
Exactly. Somebody can have the look and this and that. We call this thing like, damn, I love her. No, you lust her. Like, we're lusting a lot of people.
And I was going to say that. How do you determine the difference between lust and love? Because they often get confused. And it's really easy to confuse the two, especially in an infatuation phase.
Yeah.
Like, people confuse lust for love. So it's like, how do you determine that you're in love?
I'm trying to figure it
out. Oh, it took me some time, but I know now. And I'll be glad to share.
Oh, I was gonna say sweatpants, hair tie, chilling with no makeup on.
Yeah,
that is, and that's why I say, like that's why I say, when the situation comes, like, oh, let's go work out, or like, cause these first dates, these
so you going to work out on the first date?
I'm not saying I'm going, but like it don't gotta be considered a date.
No,
we can go meet up, and it don't gotta be necessarily that, but like this whole like, I'm going to steakhouse. Like, well, I like to go here. You try to impress somebody. Like, I'm going to take you out to this nice spot. I'm going to wear my flies fly, the best cologne lined up. And the girl's going to be, ooh, I'm going on a date. I'm going to wear the best of the best. And it's like, that's how we started here.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the relationship goes on.
Yeah. You can't provide
it's an interview. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, you're going to bring your absolute best to the table rather than bringing you to the table. You left yourself at home and you brought out, like, whoever the fuck that is.
It's the interview.
And so, like, my thing about it is, like, it's getting, letting people know, like, real shit, slow, like, throughout the first three dates, the first three, I don't think dates should start getting sexy until the second, third, fourth date. Because, sexy. Well, like, third, I feel like they should be kind of like, your first two dates should be very Groupon Eventbrite, like.
Okay.
Trying new things, like where we both look dumb. We don't know what's going on either.
I like that. Because it lowers down the
pressure.
Yeah.
And you understand what you're there for. You're not trying, at that point, you're not then trying to be that Instagram couple that you want to be like.
Escape room or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, we don't know what we're doing. And then you kind of got like,
And it feels like a sense of vulnerability. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. So, you got to be, because that's going to pop. Because what happens is, all this confidence and all that stuff comes at the beginning of the relationship. And then when shit gets rough and shit starts to like hit the fan, then everybody's panicking. Nobody knows what the fuck to do. And then it's like, who the fuck is this? I don't know you because I've never seen it. And she's like, who are you? Like, so it's about understanding that too.
Yeah. That's what it is. You have a different definition
of love.
Yeah. How do you know you're in love? Like,
I feel like I've only been in love once, so I don't really...
And I know exactly your person, too.
Yeah, okay. So probably a lot of people do, okay? Like, Jay, Alex, thanks. Anyways. Jay just put me out there on the table. Anyways, but I just feel like you constantly thinking about that person... Like, no matter what happens, like, that's the first person you want to call. That's the first person you want to talk to, no matter what it is. Like, you would do anything for that person. You would put that person before yourself. You would, you know, include that person, like, in every day, whether it has anything to do with them or not. Even when you're busy, like, that's going to be the one person that you're going to hit back. Like, you know, anything can happen. Like, you're going to run and jump and climb mountains for that person. But don't listen to me though, because
I have my own definition, and it took me a while to come to this definition, only because I used to be really confused. I couldn't tell if I was in love or in lust. And sometimes when you start getting intimate really quick, you could think you're in love when really it's just lust. So I started assessing it. I started like, it's weird because I think a lot, I'm a very analytical person. So I started like, okay, so like, what makes me like this person? What makes me drawn to this person? Like, I'm just weird. So I just be doing stuff like that. But after talking to somebody, I realized that being in love requires a lot of patience and forgiveness. Like somebody, a man had told me, I had a conversation with a man who told me that, you know you found the one when they're willing to forgive you. So my mind automatically went to, okay, niggas want to cheat and expect you to take them back.
Right.
But it's way more than that. Like, if you think about it, we live in a generation, like, as millennials, anything at the drop of a dime, like, fuck it, I'm on to the next. Like, you know? But when you know you have somebody who put you through something or you've been through something with them and you know in your hearts of hearts that you don't want to go nowhere and you want to stay and work through that, that's how you know you're in love.
Yeah, you start looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly. Because I'm one for, like, I'm very quick to be like, yeah, we're not compatible. It's just not going to work. Like, I'm going to just go. So I knew I was in love when I realized I ain't want to go nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to work this shit out. So it takes a lot of, like, self-learning yourself, too.
Yeah.
And then figuring out, you know, who's worth fighting for. Yeah. So
that's what I need to say. Yeah, because...
You'll figure it out.
I hope so. Sure,
you will. You'll figure it out. Yeah. But yeah, so my next topic. Y'all was a little boring. I had so much to talk about with online dating.
Go back into it.
I mean, y'all don't partake, so
but we've both been on Tinder before. That was like college days.
Okay, cool.
I'm getting back.
Let's go back.
I told you I'm getting back.
What's online dating do's and don'ts?
Well, first,
do's and don'ts. I would say do be honest about how you look. First of all, don't be posting somebody's picture. Like, I know a lot of people do that shit, but like, damn, post the current picture. Don't post no fucking picture when you was 30 pounds lighter than you is now, and I see your fat ass, and you don't even look like the same
person. You just turn around and go like, yeah.
I'm like, because then you're going to be embarrassed. when you see that person and then like, so what's up? Like, this you?
I'll be sure to call my phone. Look at the pig. Look at you. Look at the pig. Look at you. Let you know.
Right.
Something not adding up.
Yeah. So. I would say just be honest about like that, your age and your status. Because a lot of people go on there in relationships. A lot of people go on there looking for something that they don't even expect to find. So I would say be honest about that.
Okay.
I can't really say don't because people have their different limits. Like, don't do this, but somebody might be looking for that.
That's true.
I haven't been on an online dating scene in a long time. And I think that, like, I don't know how it is. I don't know if they're, like, if you're looking for fuck buddy, relationship, situationship. Like, because my thing about it is, like, I mean, I know for a lot of guys that had online dating apps, they were out here trying to, like, like, you know what I'm saying, meet cheeks. Like,
oh, I would hit. Especially like, when they go to another city. Oh,
and that's how I learned about it. When we played away games, we'd go out there, drink, get on the drink, be like,
swipe.
Oh, she's like this one. Like, it was a whole thing.
Wow.
But the whole thing about it is, like, hearing a lot of women are turning to online dating. Like, is it like, I'm kind of looking to take something more seriously, looking for a relationship. And so you turn to online dating. That's not going to fix the problem. That's low-key. Yeah. Just, like, that's real life. Like, you're hiding from the problem. Like, I told you the one thing about a woman going up saying, yo, like, if a woman walks up to a man and says, like, I like you. You cute. I like your little swag, your little shit you got going on.
All the time.
What you doing next? Like, what you doing this week? Like, let's go out. But tell them, like, don't put no pressure on them. But, like, hey. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go see a movie. Let's go see a movie. Like, let's get coffee. Let's get tea this week. Some very, like, people are like, oh, that seems simple enough.
See, when you do that, niggas think, she down the fuck.
Exactly, but if you,
You can even look, and then even if you propose.
A lot of men take it like that. Yeah,
A lot of men take it like that.
We can't sit here and fake like they don't.
But 8 times out of 10, I am, but I'm still trying to get to know.
Queen,
hold on to your power. Don't let it go. Okay, so when that happens, don't say, well, a lot of men take it like that. Well, you be the one to change the narrative on these niggas. But at the end of the day, y'all feeding us, right? Niggas ain't getting pussy without y'all. Right? I mean, and niggas say, all right, bet I'll go get it somewhere else. All right, you're lost. My presence is a blessing.
That's fine.
And then that's what I'm saying. So also, like, with that being said, it's like, you got to understand it. Like, do your part. Cast that net out there and say, oh, well, I gave him that opportunity because at the end of the day, you know where you're going. I used to get mad when I would go smack the girls and they would try to carry me or anything like that. I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When you see my name up there later, you're going to be mad. So, like, carry, and that's why I'm in a relationship with myself, because I want to look, like, I need to love myself that much that I know what we're doing.
What you have to bring to the table.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So much, so confident with that. They're like, if anybody turns me down,
you're lost.
Right.
Sorry. I feel bad for you.
Yes, you're lost.
I feel real bad for you.
Yeah.
But what I say that is, like, online dating is, like, I've heard a lot of women turn to online dating when they start talking about they want something serious, they want to start dating in a relationship. And I'm like, as quick as you can swipe, if you did that in person, if you start doing that in person every once in a while, I'm like, hey, what's up? You look nice, let's go grab coffee sometime.
So the only reason why, like, I'm thinking about going back to online dating, and I'm not saying I'm not going to do the in-person approach, because I definitely am, because that's just the type of person I am. If I see you and you look good, I'm going to come up to you and I'm going to tell you that you look good. Like, if I see something that I want, I'm going to go after what I want. But the reason why I'm thinking about going back is just because it's kind of easier to paint the picture for people. And it's like, all right, if you're looking for the same things as I am, you got the blueprint right here. I told you how old I am, where I'm located. This is what the fuck I'm looking for. This is what I do. This is what I have going on. If this is not going to fit your lifestyle, then don't click on my profile. Granted, people still going to click because they're like, oh, well, she's fine. I don't give a fuck what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, and see what's up with it. And, you know, sometimes you just got to take your L's, but never losses, always lessons. So,
I feel that.
But I'm going to still do both, but I'm just thinking about, just in case my soulmate is somewhere else, and I don't have a chance to see them in person. Because my soulmate might be in, like,
Utah. Africa.
I'm going to say something real.
I like white boys.
I really don't want to tell my kids I met your daddy on a dating app. What? I'm not going to hold you.
But when your kids come around, they're going to, all their friends, guess what? Everybody's going to be talking and communicating through apps. But also...
Yeah, I'm old school, though.
And so be old school. Go with what works, not the app.
I used to be completely 100% anti-online dating. Completely 100% online dating. No. Mm-hmm. But then I started dabbling in, and, you know, I'm trying stuff, and it's cool or whatever. But that narrative of explaining to my grandkids, like, yeah, daddy swiped right and I did too, I don't know.
Mind business.
My vision was always, I was with me in a grocery store, in the ice cream aisle, reaching for cookies and cream, and he reached for the same.
Got the whole background music and everything. Like, come on, Alex. Touch his ass.
You gonna meet your baby daddy at the bar.
Hello. Just Tyler Perry ass. Hello, okay.
That's what I wanted to tell your kids that's what I wanted. He had ordered me a Jameson and ginger ale.
I'm getting a little old and it's just not happening no time.
But my thing about it is we live in a different time and era. Like what I used to tell, like my grandparents been together for forever. But I'm asking them, I said, you know, how many people did y'all get to know and you're like in your time span? Mm-hmm. Only but so many because they didn't have cell phones, social networks, mm-hmm. smartphones, mm-hmm. all these different apps that connect people. I pick up my Instagram mm-hmm. right now, I guarantee I'm gonna see some ass and titties, something like that. Like, that wasn't a thing. It was like, let me go knock on your door, write you mm-hmm. this letter, like, and you had tunnel vision. Nowadays, I can be like, I'm focused on you, but then, hold on, what's that? And before I get to you, I'm like, now I'm over here, like, hey, there's somebody over here. But I was going over there, but not mm-hmm. no more. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, with social apps, first of all, do what you want. Do what you want to do on that social app in real life. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is it's scary now. It's uncomfortable now.
It's uncomfortable in real life.
Exactly, but do it. And so what's very uncomfortable, but what's uncomfortable too is getting to that place with that person that you thought was going to be that, and now you get into uncomfortable spots months and possibly even years down into a relationship. Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather know than not know.
And so that's what I'm saying. So that's why that in-person stuff is so important. People want to look their best online. They're putting their resume online. Yep. Like that's essentially what it is. I'm gonna give you the best fucking me, and then when I show up, I gotta meet the expectations of this best me that I brought. So like, you will work out before, you will do everything you can. Like you will like.
But I don't care. Even on that first date in person, everybody's gonna look their best. It doesn't matter where y'all going. Y'all could go to the escape room. It doesn't matter where y'all going. Y'all going to make sure y'all smell good. Y'all going to make sure y'all look good. Whether you got some sweats, you going to wear your best sweats.
You're
going to wear them great sweats that, you know.
And that's make fine. And you're going to do that. And you're going to do that. That's
and you're going to do that.
But you got to get to somewhere. It's like, that break point. Like, I'm joking, laugh about, like, workout things and stuff like that. But, like, I think that's funny because it was like a workout class that I used to go to it, and like Nike used to do this workout class. I used to go there, but then I'm like, there was a lot of women in there. But like, also like, I was in there. I took a girl, and I went in there, and I'm like, I'm looking weak as fuck in front of her. But like, my thing about it is, if anything were to happen with me and that girl, like, she needed to see that, mm-hmm. and I needed her to see that. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't all the time just like
macho man.
This unrealistic.
And I can respect that, but a lot of men aren't like that.
But also, it's not just about a lot of men. A lot of people, because there's women, there's men. But it's like if we start changing that narrative a little more and more, and we start doing like, hey, well let's go out here, mm-hmm. like let's try something different, like. That's yoga. I don't know. I ain't never did no yoga. Is he gonna be like, I can't make it? Is he gonna hit you with that last minute? Cool. Yeah. He wasn't for me.
Yes.
Like, all right, I'm gonna try it out. I never did it before. Okay. I got this nigga. We're willing to try something new. Look at me expanding horizons, mm-hmm. and he's open minded enough to do that. Where it's something that was a little bit more uncomfortable for him in the past.
And piggybacking off of that, my girlfriends and I used to talk about how, like, if you put somebody onto something that they've never done before, guess what?
They're going to think about you
all the time. I used to be so pressed to introduce stuff to men that they've never done. Yes. Oh, you never ate sushi? Oh, we getting sushi today. Now when you eat sushi going forward, guess what you're going to think about for the rest of your life?
Even when you're not eating it. When you start eating sushi...
A while back, but like that little bar, they were like, "Yeah, Alex introduced me to sushi." And later you gonna come back and be like, "You know, I had sushi."
The future
tonight.
Text.
I had some sushi tonight. Made me think about you.
Especially restaurants, because people don't go nowhere.
You don't know how to learn. That's value, and that's what relationships are. Relationships are teams, and what people think is like
it's a partnership.
Exactly. It's like Hey, you know how to use chops? I ain't never used chops before. Here, give me. Let me show you.
Exactly.
That right here, I'm gonna be grateful, appreciative, and just happy with that. But like we go to this, my nigga got had money and he got this, that, and the third.
How about you learn how to make money with him?
Mm-hmm. How about you learn? Like, how about you find a nigga that's like teaching you how to fish instead of just giving you these fish?
And then you find dollars, bet on these fish,
and then now you can't move.
Yeah.
Wait, what about fish? I missed it. Sorry.
We love fish.
I love fish too.
My next question. Okay, let me get some. So my next question is, work wives and work husbands, what do you know about them? What do you think about them? You just gonna sip?
I thought he was gonna go first. Go ahead, go first.
No, I feel like in any situation like
that. Wait, pause.
Like,
can you pass me that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Mix in the night.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but
like if they're appropriate.
As far as like work-wise, so if my girl has a work husband or something like that, I think the best thing is like, and that's in any situation, it's to not be like, are you doing everything you can in your relationship? Are you being the best for that person? And like, if you do know about it, like invite that person in to an extent. Like, don't try, oh, so you over there getting lunch with Charles again. Like, nah, because then essentially you're going to push her away. And then what's the work husband going to do? Yo, what's going on? Come on. Come here.
Is it that deep?
Come here.
I've been seeing a lot.
Is that because, listen.
Because a lot of work husbands and work wives turn into affairs.
They do. Because one reason why they're bound by conflict. Like, so in a lot of people at work, you're stressed throughout your work day. You're going through different emotions. You, like, need your release. You need somebody to kind of vent to and all that stuff. You got different shit coming at you. And y'all are bound in that same situation.
On top of that, you spend a lot of time at work.
A lot more time than you kind of do at home.
Yeah. So you see that work wife, work husband sometimes more than you see his spouse. Yeah.
And they know you more because also you can tell... In a sense, you can tell them more because it's like, it's no tie.
Like, a lot of people share their relationship issues with their work wife or work husband.
Of course.
And that person always like, oh, damn, shorty, we should go get drinks. One thing lead to the next. Goodness.
And that's what's dangerous. Then once you break out and she going to get drinks with her work, and then that's it, then it's like...
You done lost her.
Because now it's so much built up, like... When that work situations like this is like built up, we've been holding on to this for a while, and we're not supposed to technically. Yeah. But what if we did? Oh my gosh! And now it's a whole novel.
And then it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's not worth it. So the best thing to do is like do your job and soften that shit. Oh, da da da! I saw what's his name, Charles, man. Yeah. Well, bring him to the house.
You different.
No, you gotta attack that shit before it can attack you, because it's only a matter of time. Like, your relationship is gonna hit shit, and that
you're really smart, Marcus.
I got my degree in psychology. I went to school for marriage, like relationship.
I've never heard no man say nothing like that before.
Nah,
but like,
girl, I sit here like, maybe because I don't work with anybody that attractive, like.
I work from home, so
I'm thinking back like my college days. So I'm thinking back like in college days when I had like retail jobs and stockroom type. But I'm saying there would be guys there. Like, I'm not gonna say I never get involved with nobody, but I feel like it was a flirtatious relationship between all the guys. Like, but it was never nothing too serious. Like, probably end up. you know,
going, I done seen some things
hanging out outside of work with like maybe one and a half, but
I done seen some things in my work life. I work a very
wild shit.
I'm in consulting, so it's a lot of happy hours sponsored by the company. It's a lot of dinners sponsored by the company.
Well, I just got a new job, so I'll let you know how it goes.
It's really stressful work. You gotta lean on to the person that's on your team.
That person.
So, see, my new job at my facility is all black women.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, but the whole company, you know, it's a mix of people. I work at a dialysis center now.
I work in a male-dominated field.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I work in a male-dominated field, so I be seeing some things.
Okay, so yeah, then you probably... I mean, I probably would throw some, too. But I don't, so, you know.
Well, it's a good thing I work from home because we're not throwing anything. So no. There's that.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, do the best, like, attack that situation.
I don't do co-workers because I'm not fucking up my money.
Okay, I feel that.
And I'm a little bit, I'm not going to say crazy because I hate that word and I hate, but I'm a little bit.
We go together now.
You a little clingy possessive.
No, I'm not clingy possessive, but I don't like disrespect. So any form of disrespect, I'm spastic.
And like flirt with somebody else.
I'm spastic.
So is it actually disrespectful? It's like, I'm not clingy and I don't want to say crazy, but I don't fuck with disrespect.
I don't.
After that, you better call me, text me. Call me in the morning, wish me good morning. Like,
I just feel like, don't disrespect me because I wouldn't disrespect you. So if I feel disrespected,
it's disrespectful.
No! No, okay. No. But no, but what I'm saying is that, like,
what type of disrespect are you talking about?
I don't, like, I just don't, I'm not compromising my money.
Yeah.
Taking things to a personal level.
Yeah.
Because I've been there before. I've done that.
Right.
Very early on, like when I started working.
Like somebody you're working for or just working with?
Working for, with, kind of like management. Oh, like, so you know, management trying to smack me. Okay, management. Like, okay,
where you at?
So it's like, yeah.
They try to take advantage a little bit, right?
I wouldn't say take advantage, but they try to get away with what they think they can get away with. You know, so.
You want your money.
And I don't play none of that. So. In order for me to make sure that my personal life is not interfering with my money, I'd rather not even cross that line.
Yeah.
Only because if I feel attacked, I'm attacking.
Yeah.
And I don't care if we're at work, at home, or in church. If I feel attacked, I'm attacking. So I'd rather not even cross the line.
I feel that. I hear that.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
Reach his own. I don't know, because depending on how good you look, because...
I mean, you would consider dating somebody at your job?
It depends on the vibe. Yeah, why not? That would be fun.
You said that would be fun.
Yeah. It's a thrill until it's not a thrill no more.
Run it back real quick.
I guess.
Wow.
Right, so unless it doesn't work out, and then it's like,
and you have to see them every day, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. How about that?
I'll transfer.
It's not that simple.
I'll become a doctor.
Like,
them jobs would be taking a while to hear back, so you're going to be there for a while, you feel me? Look. And that's why I'm like, no, if I'm done, I'm done, and I don't want to have to.
Yeah.
Don't get out, Exactly, and don't mix that business with pleasure.
Yeah.
Right. It's cool, and it's like, it's so tempting, but like, let you find out. Oh, you say you just put your 2 weeks in?
Bet!
Like, then it's like, all right, bet, because you might be out. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And if it's real, we can continue while you're not working here.
Yeah.
But.
You don't, what is that saying? Don't.
Okay.
What is your favorite non-sexual thing, act, anything that turns you on? Maya, you go first. feel like Marcus has been going first for a little bit.
Okay. Non-sexual acts.
Thing, whatever.
So any type of touching, that'd be like sexual, right?
Yeah. Let me go first.
Or like words. What if they involve? Okay, you go. You go first, because
something that turns me on is a man that is clean.
Okay.
Hygiene.
Yeah.
To me, you can have anything you want from me if you have good hygiene, like smell good, like clean. Like I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, okay.
Good hygiene.
So non-sexual. I just be trying to fuck on
at everything. But that's the thing. Sometimes things don't even be sexual. You be turned on. So what are they? Like,
what's that?
The way he scratches, the way he mind his fucking business. Oh my gosh, that's another thing.
Another thing.
A man who just don't even know how fine he looks, just minding his business. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
These niggas is cocky as fuck. What is that? Hey.
No,
I like they too cute. They too gaga, sardine, ugly niggas.
So it's not even about the cute. To me, like, I used to be so, like, intrigued by a mysterious man. But I'm like, who's that? And people are like, I don't know. Bet. I'm gonna know. Yeah. I need to know. Like, stuff like that, like, you minding your business, you're doing your thing, like, to me, it's like, I don't want the loudest man in the room. I don't want the most charismatic man in the room. A quiet, like,
right.
dude
somebody
in the corner.
Opposite of me. Yeah, like that.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. You know, I like confidence. Just, I like consideration. Like, a man who's considerate about my feelings and what I'm doing, my time, and just put thought into different shit, like, or remembering little shit, like, oh, da-da, just checking up on me, like, little stuff. I mean, granted, I'm ready to go any moment, you know,
at all times.
Be at church, but
oh, Maya,
I'm just saying,
in church,
I like,
please get married first, because I would hate for thunder to hit you in the head. Like,
that's okay, that's why I watch it from home on the computer, but
it's not be rude about. Listen.
They ain't gotta wake up early.
Right.
Anyway.
You gotta dress up.
Yeah, just, I like consideration. I like respect. I like honesty. Especially because I ask a lot of questions up front. And some of them, I probably don't want to know the answer to, but I do want to know the answer to it, but I'm probably not going to like the answer. Mm. But I know I'm not going to like the answer, but I still want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm like that type of person. But just honestly, like, even if I don't like it, like, I'm still going to hit, but I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Hold on.
Y'all forgot the question. My bad.
What's your favorite non-sexual thing or act that turns you on?
Peace protection.
Okay. Peace protection. Okay.
Yeah. So you know, you got something to eat back? You won't have something to eat when you get back in the house? Are you gonna be hungry later? Like, slim. Like, in my mind, I'm like, did you just say dick me down? Because that's what thought you asked.
Facts.
Me.
That's what
I will say.
Like,
I will agree with that because, like, I'm big on. Okay, so I'm African. So like, words of endearment are. Have you eaten?
Yeah.
Did you eat today?
Oh my
so
God.
I'm so used to asking, like, if I care about a dude, my thing is like, did you eat today? Boy, let me tell you. These men will give me anything I want these days when I ask them, did you eat? They'd be like, nah, all right, what you want to eat? I got you. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. I can have whatever. So I feel that because y'all men like that.
It's a different joy. It's like so a lot of women, like, oftentimes are like, I'm a give you this pussy different. It's like, okay. Okay, more pussy. Like, nah, but
more pussy, exactly.
It's like more pussy, but like, how am I going to replenish myself after all this pussy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, feed me and not just pussy. Like,
so
my thing about it is like, that sex, you kind of know, because it's like, well, I'm going to give you this pussy. It's like, but you want this dick too.
Yeah.
So don't like.
Don't act like you're doing me a favor.
Exactly. We're both in it. Like, so the biggest thing is like, yo, can you like
fix your face?
It's like, can you like? It's like, hey, you hungry? Can you eat? I'm like, when it comes to stuff like that, then it's like, yeah, I can eat you. You know what I'm saying? You feed, but like that's what I'm saying. If you feed me, like. Now, I, you know what I'm saying? I got reasons.
Just
like,
made it a little more out of here, Marcus.
But I'm so serious.
Just
but
made
I'm,
a little more out
but
of
I'm
here.
So serious. It's like men want those. Like, all right, so this, what a lot of women will say, I'm not your mother. I'm not this and the third. But like,
okay. But
also at the same time, a man is not looking for you to be his mother.
Facts.
But I mean, but they say that when y'all ask, like, oh, you gonna make me some food? You gonna...
Because sometimes
like it's different if a woman is offering it to you.
Yeah, but if you never offer, if you never offer, and
if
I'm
you haven't done nothing for to be asking me to make you some food.
Mm.
Okay, so what is? All right, so that's what I'm saying. So like this, is what I'm saying, what's done something? Because if we're already talking, we're already sexually active, like constantly being over, like that's enough for me, like. Me not to have to ask for food. If you cook or if you like, but a lot of men like a woman who's caring and nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Not we get that term mixed with submissive, but it's like, no, I want to go out and eat sometimes, but I want to be fed by.
I can agree with
the woman.
I can agree with that too. Like I've had dudes ask me like, oh, you gonna cook for me? You gonna do this for me? But all they was giving me was dick. Like,
yeah.
They were not doing nothing else. Like, nothing else that I was asking for.
Yeah.
So I feel like, okay, even though we fucking with each other, I'm giving you pussy, you giving me dick. That's all the fuck we're exchanging.
So then when it comes to that, if he gets to the point where he has to ask you, like, that's what I'm saying.
I gotta want to do that for you.
Exactly.
If you're not offering nothing but dick, then why does that...
So then that's a very situationship. So it's like, look,
yeah.
We don't even need to be hugging up and hellin' around. Like,
exactly.
We fucking, I go, you go, boom,
exactly.
Boom.
Exactly, so
like
I'm
that.
Looking for your ass.
And that makes all the sense in the world. Because,
right.
Like, there's a lot of women, you know what I'm saying? There's times you get up there, you do something with shorty, and it's
mm-hmm.
like...
All right,
you,
what you about to do?
Exactly, what you about to do? Like, I got workouts in the morning. I got to meet with
yeah.
my coach. Like, hear that.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. But you got to do, you like, but if it's something deeper than that, and we up here cooler than this
right.
at a third,
mm-hmm.
I want to see, like,
you don't
for example,
ask.
I don't want to ask, but can I say, I don't want to ask for head. Like, I don't want to ask, hey, can you know.
Yeah.
Nah, it's like, if a woman goes out, it's like, that's sexy. But watch, if you go to ever cook around a man, after watch how that man sit up. Watch how he
but
sits back.
But that's real, though.
He feels like a man. He feels like a king. And my thing is, if you can put, like, and what is a man's job? To make
mm-hmm.
you feel beautiful, make you feel
mm-hmm.
like a queen. And if we can exchange
yeah,
those.
That, yeah,
it's a balance.
And I'm all for that, but they got to be deserving of that. Like,
and that's
I've had it
say,
both ways. Like, I've had it that way. And
I was going to say, naturally, if it's
you.
A man that you are attracted to and you... are talking, it's more
mm-hmm.
than just a situationship, it's more than just sex.
Yeah.
I feel like naturally you feel compelled
mm-hmm.
to be nurturing. Because
mm-hmm.
naturally, with the men I'm dating, my first question is, have you eaten?
Right.
If it's no, I got us.
Yeah.
I'm going to get food, what do you want?
Right.
Or I'm learning my dude. I'm learning my dude to the point where I know what he wants.
Right.
I don't even have to ask him, what do you want?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? Yes, bet. I'm coming home with exactly what you want to eat.
And
mm-hmm.
guess what? What are you doing now? He ain't gonna find others like that. Because a lot of women like, just take me out to eat. I don't cook. Or I'm not about to get you nothing or that. So my thing about it is like, a lot of women are sitting, I'm just sorry, I kind of got into it, but like a lot of women sitting in this kind of like, it's like, I look this good, but like, he did nothing for me. But like, Slim, you giving him all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're giving him you first. Does he deserve you?
Right.
Does he deserve you? And my thing about it is for some women, is women, do you also deserve him?
Because mm-hmm.
you know this man is willing to go out their way just to try to get intimate, thinking that like, that can lead to more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real, because I've had men who did the bare minimum and I was doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
What I need. And
I feel like we've all been there.
Right, asking me for what?
Yeah.
And then I've had the other way where it was
yeah.
like he was definitely deserving. He'd have to ask for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got food in your fridge, or I'll be out getting some food, or you want some food, I'll bring it back to him. Like,
mm-hmm.
You gotta be deserving. You gotta treat people how the fuck you wanna be treated, first of all.
Yeah.
So don't be asking too much if you're not trying to put nothing in.
Yeah.
That's just how.
Agreed. I'm gonna move to the next question. Okay. Manscaping.
What's that?
You know what I mean?
I got an idea, but explain.
Manscaping,
down.
Like a man shaving, you know, making sure that things are
grooming.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Okay.
I don't even know who I asked question first. I think I asked you first. So. Marcus, do you manscape?
It's so funny. I saw an episode about this on, like, I don't know if you know Gilly and Waldo, $1 million worth of game. But nah, they were just talking about that. But when in a certain situation, like, y'all manscape, I guess, for my, not even my manscape, but, like, you got to tend to your...
Yeah.
I ain't out here, like, getting waxes and shit like that. Like, but, like, nah, you got to make sure your shit is, like, maintained to an extent. Like, you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, but... Also, like, I'm not out here fucking setting up wax
appointments. Okay. Yeah. So, later on the topic, you're dating a woman. And she says, Marcus, let's go get a wax. And I want you to get one, too. Would you be open to it?
How long have we been dating? What's our status? Is this a relationship?
That matters?
That very much so matters.
What if I'm paying for it?
It's not about paying. It's not about money.
Mm-hmm. What if I'm like, let's go on a date on me? Okay. And before we go anywhere, we're getting waxes.
All right, my thing about it is, like, again, that matters to how long. Because, like, I can see a girl like, oh, I want to do something crazy with you. Let's go out. It's like, I don't even know you yet. Like, so, like, I'm not about to do this. Because you could hold on. You'd be like, girl, yeah, I used to talk to him. Yeah, me and him went. I got, and I waxed that nigga's dick. What? And then you can hold on to that.
Marcus, you worried about the wrong things.
No, I'm worried about the right things. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I'm telling you, if it's a long-standing relationship, like, and it's over some time, yes, I will go get it. Like, I will be
Marcus,
open to the thought.
Yeah, remember what we said?
What we said?
She probably put you onto a wax. You probably never got a wax before.
That's cool. But my thing about it is, like, I'm confident that I'll be blessed with some more days. But, like, you never know. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not like, oh, well, it's the beginning. Let's go get waxes right up the top. It's like, that's too fucking extreme. That's like saying, all right, well, like, let's go get each other's names tattooed.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's not on the same thing, but the point I'm making is, like, you see the levels of, like, that's fucking extreme.
Yeah.
Where, how long do you ask that down the road versus, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you come off the jump in early in the game and you hit me with, like, some, yeah, let's go get waxes and I'm going to pay for you, I'm going to be like, nah, I'm good. Like, just hit me when you done. Like... But I'm good.
Would you come with her to get her Brazilian?
I mean, yeah, I would go. But again, it's not on first, second, third day because there's certain things that people don't need to do so early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do that early in the game. Yeah. You need to, like.
And what are you? What is he waxing? What are you gonna wax his ass?
No. You funny as fuck. I mean, it could be his whole, yeah. Honestly, if a woman could get a Brazilian, whatever the equivalence is,
Brazilian. I'm not big on bald dicks.
But did you?
And I was going to come to you next. Trying, go ahead.
But you see how, like, that's a big of a thing? Like, that's like in a relationship where, like, in the steps, it's like, you're not eating ass on the first, second, third. Like, you ain't
getting it. Some people are.
I don't know how long that, I mean, but to each his own. But, sometimes it works up to a different point where it's like, well,
like babe, let's try something new.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But y'all are at that point where it's kind of like, boom. And like, that comes just at a different, that may not come in the first half of the game. You may want to pull that out about, in the, like, but about 3-4 minutes left in the third quarter, maybe start of the fourth.
This is why I respect this, because I'm the type of, like, spontaneous type of girl where it's like, I'll get up and be like, let's go get waxes. So it's good for me to know that. I mean, everyone's not the same and every man's not the same. But it's good for me to know that only because, like, I'm the type that I get up one day and be like, you know what? I be eating these Brazilians every month. I think you should try to feel my pain for 1 month. And I guess this is a timing thing because, like, you know, Brazilians hurt. Like.
So, yeah, with that being said, it's like, it's definitely a timing thing because it's like, if you do that too early, like, that's the same thing as, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I want kids. I want this, that, and the third. And motherfuckers like,
yeah,
honey, like, what we just started, like,
right?
Yeah,
that's commitment talk. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain things that are so far out there that's like, we locking in on this one. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. So you got to give it that time. You got to fill it out and, like, get to know somebody. But, like, mm-hmm. just know they're not going to get waxed on a second.
Yeah,
a
lot of niggas be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So what you, how do you feel about manscaping? You say you
that's
don't want no
overall
ball.
Or me? Just, like, or is it more?
Yeah,
or
like.
Is it just more body? Or is it everything?
So what do you prefer in your man? Like, are you okay with? Okay, so personally, I know that with me and dating men, like, yeah. they gonna do whatever they have to do regardless yeah. of what I have going on down there.
Yeah.
But I personally, for my own preference, I like getting waxes. I get Brazilians every month, like, to stay on top of it.
Yeah, I don't even, look, I need to upkeep them with all of that, like.
Yeah, everything. Like, it's for my own yeah. personal, like, I like being smooth. I like yeah. rubbing it sometimes, and it feels like a baby, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But
some people like to leave the little skirt.
Yeah, like, everybody has their own preference, but sometimes, you know, in the wintertime, if I know I'm not getting no action and I'm not going to no beach or no pool, yeah. I might wolf it out a little bit because I know nothing's going on down there. It's like cobwebs. But, like, what do you prefer in your man? Like, and I feel like this question also depends on how long you've been together. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, if you've been with a man for all these years, regardless of if he got, like,
yeah, no, it don't matter.
Like, you know,
I'm like, baby, you need a haircut. Like, you need a haircut. I do, like, I don't discriminate. So, but I do like well-groomed men, just dressed. Like, you gotta look clean. You gotta look sharp. Like, keep your shit. You know, I like the scruffy look. I do. But, like, babe, you need a haircut.
Yeah.
You need a haircut. You got your. It's time to get your dress done. Like,
oh, you talking about overall? Because I was
yeah.
talking about.
Oh, you were just talking about down there. Oh no, I like a little. Yeah, just keep your trends. I don't like
mm-hmm.
don't be wolfing too much. Because
yeah.
if I'm down there and I can hear in my mouth, you know. Right.
That's what we're, if you down there in this seat, I like a nicely shaved, like, but it's.
I'm like, I don't want long pieces of hair in my fucking mouth.
I'm like, I would be so dramatic.
I'm definitely a dramatic ass mother, too. I'm definitely, I'll get down.
I'm making it clear, like, what's going on? Like,
right.
why you didn't take care of this? You
right.
know?
But also,
I mean, I'm going to still do what I do, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I would prefer, you know, just trip a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like the ball, like, come on, you ain't
I don't
fucking
mind
slow.
Ball, but I don't mind ball.
You don't mind ball? Really?
I don't mind ball. But I'm different.
I mean, I haven't had a lot, so.
I don't mind ball.
It is weird.
I prefer trim, but I don't mind ball. That's why I said, like, I would be like, yo, I'm coming to pick you up. We're going to get waxes. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind that. But
yeah.
we'll move on to next, because we don't have no night. Cup first? Okay. Boom. Damn, I didn't realize we need to start drinking. Okay, we about to jump into the cuff card. I had all these other great questions, but we'll save it for another time. Let's see.
You on a time crunch? What time we got to be down at 11?
We try to keep it to about an hour. And
yeah.
I think we've reached an hour, so.
We could.
Yeah,
give the people what they want.
A couple more questions.
Yeah, you
okay.
can ask a couple,
yeah.
couple
sure
more questions.
We can cut whatever is not that important. Okay.
Maya into it.
Right. What's the weirdest thing
okay.
that you said during sex?
Oh, weirdest.
Oh, no. So
weird.
Weird, awkward, like anything that'll kind of dry you up or soften you up.
One about me. I said the wrong name. Like, I mean.
Me too.
Yeah.
I said the wrong name.
Like,
I thought
like
that shit
that.
Happened
it's
on
like,
TV.
Me and that dude, like, you like, Ashley, like, America.
Was y'all drunk?
No,
you didn't know
I think
like
I was
that.
No. I was going through some things.
Oh.
And I accidentally said my friend's name that I've never had sex with. He actually gets on my nerves. And I accidentally.
Were you on drugs?
No.
You probably just used it was like the
I don't know if it was a subconscious thing.
You wanted to fuck him.
No, never. I'm so turned off.
What's wrong?
Never.
What's up with you?
I don't know. I prayed about it and I was like, Lord, I don't know what is going on here.
Never experienced that.
But I definitely said the name of a guy who, he's a friend. He just get on my nerves. And I've never had sexual relations. Never planned to, never intended to. And I definitely said his name and the guy was like, what? And I was like, what? He was like, what? I said, what are you talking about? And I realized at that moment I fucked up.
At that very moment.
I didn't think that shit really happened. I'm sorry, I never
thought it happened until that day. That.
I'm a professional.
So he definitely was like, I'm gonna just go.
Y'all messing up business.
And he was like, that's your ex? No. He literally, and he said, is this your ex? And because I was too embarrassed to say no, it wasn't. I said, oh, yeah.
He was like, he just saying some random nigga name. Like,
you didn't want to break down. I'm like, no, that's my best friend. We just got an argument. I've been like going back and forth. And like, accidentally, I guess it was all the tension built up that, like, I'm released. Like, nah.
He said, is this your ex? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know damn well.
I mean, I might say like, first round with somebody.
Nah, I definitely said like.
I might say like, first and last round.
We was first round. When he get his shit together.
But you never said nothing awkward, nothing weird.
Awkward?
No?
I mean, no.
What do you mean? I'm not good.
What
I'm
saying?
I'm going to be very straight up. I'm not good at talking dirty.
Really?
I'm not good. I hate talking.
I love talking dirty.
The main thing, I'm like, huh? Huh? The whole time.
Okay, maybe that's it. Because
I don't really be hearing.
I don't like that. Because we talking about no, huh?
But my thing is that they always want to be in whisper tones, and I really don't be.
And you know, I already got like that. I got a mellow, like, I got a little voice already, so.
I don't like the whisper tones. Yeah. Like, huh? And then I be trying to be just like, huh? But it just don't be working.
Whispering to your ass anyway. But no, I can't think of nothing weird. Like,
okay,
I think it's some nasty shit, but nothing weird. Mm-mm.
I just don't know what people be talking about.
Nothing weird about.
Ooh, I got some good cards. Oh, I do have a really good question before I get into these cards.
Okay.
Do y'all believe in me equally yoked?
Like, yoked? Like, what you mean, yoked?
like, yo, let me yoke your shit up, girl.
Please, no, chill.
Let me tell you something.
What you mean, yoked?
Like, you doing your bed?
No, like, okay, so, like, you know, so this goes into, this ties into Christianity, like, you know, being like, why is a heathen? But being, like, you know, in one accord, in one, like, kind of like a soulmate, basically, like, do y'all believe in soulmates? Do y'all believe in being equally yoked? Like,
I believe in soulmates, but I don't believe it necessarily has to be somebody you're intimate with.
And when, like, in that term, equally yoked, that essentially means it's like kind of like you having this part, I having this part.
And yeah, and you come together. Like, because, okay, so I don't want to get super religious, but I am Christian. I don't know if y'all are. But, like, in the Bible, it says, like, when you're equally yoked, a man will find a wife who will be a benefit to them. Basically, like, y'all on the same vibration. Like, when this woman comes into your life, you're seeing promotion, you're seeing increase, you're seeing blessings, you're seeing fruitfulness.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, like, this was the woman God ordained for me, because everything that this woman comes with is blessing. Y'all believe in that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do believe in that. Like, it can be somebody coming, like, and that's the take and give, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're not sure, you find yourself that you're a giving individual, and then you find somebody, you're a giving individual. So, essentially, like, you're taking your cup and you're pouring into others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's going to be that one to pour into you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can kind of give you that second breath of life, and, like, the fact that you have someone giving to you, and you're such a giver, and then you're essentially, like, giving a lot to them. So, it's like, yeah, I truly do believe in that.
Bet.
Yeah, my
so let's get into these cards because
that's my vagina.
Baby thigh.
He said baby butt.
Baby thigh.
Oh, baby thigh. Oh, I didn't know you heard me over here. Just a little bit.
I hear everything.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think I got the headphones on. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. So Maya.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people. Yes.
You choose a card first. You answer first. We will all answer. But you're answering first.
I'm answering first.
Yes.
All right.
We got loud.
I will pick this question. All right. Do all women have an element of crazy in them? Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Anything else to follow?
Nope.
Marcus?
Yeah. Do all women have
an element of crazy?
Women, or, like, do all
women?
I mean, I'm going to call it crazy passion. It's different levels.
I wouldn't even say crazy.
I mean, yeah, like I would say, in a sense, everybody all got a level of crazy in them.
Everybody got a crazy in them.
They just drive them to a certain point. It's about how can we communicate. So like, I don't get you to that point. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, I need to see. The I need triggers. To press those buttons right now to see. Oh, don't do that again. Don't do this again. Yep. Don't do that again. Right out the gate.
So, I don't like the word crazy only because I just feel like men abuse the word crazy, especially in regards to women. Mm-hmm. And my thing is that, like, so when I hear crazy about myself, it's because I've been pushed to a point of no return. So, like, what I think about crazy is, like, a man will do something and expect me to deal with it because of whatever notion he thinks is okay for him to do what he's done. Mm-hmm. So that when, so when I react, I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. No. I'm reacting because I'm addressing that behavior. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that behavior is either uncalled for or inappropriate.
It's tolerance.
So yeah, it's mm-hmm. like, you want to call me crazy, but it's also like, this is unacceptable what you're doing. Yeah. And I'm not letting that slide. So if you are used to people letting that behavior slide,
yeah.
I'm not letting that slide. So the fact that I'm addressing that behavior and you're calling me crazy, that's my only reason why I don't like the word crazy, because it gets misinterpreted and thrown into, like, from maybe perhaps blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
But my thing personally is that, like, if there's a behavior or action or something that I feel is inappropriate or I do not put up with in my life, in my personal whatever, and I address it in however way I address it, and you call me crazy, that's on you. That's not me. Like, you're not gonna push my buttons and push it, and then when I react, call me crazy. So
yeah,
that's how I feel. But I don't think I'm crazy.
Yeah,
I just,
I mean, I wouldn't mind dealing with you. I mean, I don't think I've ever been called crazy. Just aggressive.
Yeah, I feel like that can be used.
I mean, I am aggressive.
What, Marcus, do you have anything else to say? Because
he get out of the kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have to have to get their ass out the kitchen.
That's a whole thing. I don't think that, you know, everybody, it's just, I think that, like, I've seen situations where a lot of men try to, like, this is why it seemed as crazy, is because men, like, there's oftentimes when men try to say, hey, is this okay, or this is good, then we're good, mm-hmm. and then we finally get to that point, it's like, this ain't what I want, I don't want this, or, nigga, you wild. And he was like, yo, I said that. I did this. I did that. Yeah. I did that. Mm-hmm. And, like, now you're making me crazy, so therefore I'm calling you crazy because it takes one to know one in this sense.
Yeah.
So it's like, that communication is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Okay. I think literally everything boils down to communication in all relationships in your life. But here, Marcus, your turn. You answer first, we answer after.
How long do you wait to start dating again after a relationship ends? It depends on, your relationship and how the breakup went with that last person. You know, are y'all still cool? Y'all cordial? Y'all fuck with each other? Are you dating somebody else to get at them? Are you dating somebody else to
rebound,
cover that hole, you know, that hole that you're feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's when sometimes it's like, you gotta date yourself, because you may need to reset yourself and say, hey, what do I like? What works for me? Like, what are all the things that I like? So then when you come across that next thing, it's like, I do like this, I don't like this, I do like this, I don't like this. And knowing what works for you, but it's a case by case situation. You gotta understand what works best for you. So,
what was the question?
You wanna read it again, Marcus?
Yeah.
Hey, you forgot it.
Is it 2 minute break?
Yeah.
So how long do you wait to start dating again after a relationship ends?
I don't know. I feel like,
move it to the mic a little bit.
I feel like it depends, right? Like,
move it to the mic a little bit.
I'm sorry. I feel like it depends. Like, you can meet somebody tomorrow, you can meet somebody in 2 years. Like, it just depends on your vibe with that person. Like, because you could be with somebody for a really long time and just getting prepared for somebody else. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's really a time limit. Some people might feel like, oh, it's too soon, but that's because they are over it yet. Some people are over it before their relationship even ends, and they're ready to move on to something else, like, right away. Like,
I agree.
It just takes, you know, time to get to that point where it's like, all right, like, I should have been left, but I didn't. And you find something, you know?
Alright, what's the hardest thing about dating you? Maya, you go first.
Alright, go first again.
Wait, did you go first the last time?
I did.
Marcus, what's the hardest thing about dating you?
I'm gonna bring the best out of you, and that's not easy ever. Did I say it? Do I need to say that again?
Yeah.
I said, I'm gonna bring the best out of you, and that's not easy ever.
That's the hardest thing about dating.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing about dating me. We a team, right? Yeah. We a team, and I'm a
coach. He gonna push you.
I'm gonna push you because I want you to push me.
And she like, wanted you to say some flaws you got.
Huh?
Like some flaws.
Okay, I'm gonna push you. So, like, you ever seen, like...
aggressive.
Huh?
Like aggressive. Coach Carter.
I'm aggressive, but one, I know what I like. Like, okay, let's talk about this. Hardest thing about dating me is, like, because of what I do in business or my industry or whatever, for some, like, but you wouldn't really be able to, like, you wouldn't really be able to date me. But it's like, okay, seeing the attention that I get from other women and how I talk to, like, other women and things of that nature, like, that's just my job. That's my business. But also, we will only be dating if I knew that you could understand
that.
What that's like.
But how do you assure your woman to be confident that she shouldn't worry about the attention that you get when you're doing your job?
Because she met me while
as an attractive man.
Because I was an attractive man when you met me. I was doing this job when you met me. I was running my own business when you met me. Like, I was doing all those things when you met me. So, going forth, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I got this. I just need your help in doing this. Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm going to tell you, like, everything. Like, hey, look, this is what I need. If you can be my piece, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But once you start thinking like one of them, don't put yourself in, then you are one of them. Don't put yourself in that category. You here for a reason. You sitting on this throne for a reason. Like, now if you want to go be one of the common folk, that's on you. Like, that's truly on you. But like, you already knew what it was when you hopped in here.
You know,
now don't all of a sudden decide, like, who you texting these bitches? Or you? I'm like, yeah, because I'm telling them to come to the function. Yeah, because this, that, and the third. But I'm here with you, right? Now, if you start hopping in the way of my money, that's kind of gonna fuck with me a little bit. That's gonna fuck with me a lot. Cause you gotta go, because one, you hopping in the way of my money, that's my money. Two, that's my money that I take your ass out with. So then if I'm not able to do that, I'm shorting on mine, then I'm shorting on you. You're like, when I wanna go out to eat,
you scared with my money.
You scared all bitches away. Like, you scared me, like you know what I'm saying? Like, but like,
you scared all the bitches away.
But like, no, but realistically, like, there's a lot of women, and also I see it and I understand it. It's like, ooh, hey, well, what's up? Let's talk. And I'm like, you want to talk to me because you want to show all these other girls around here that you're talking to me, and it's not about me, it's about your ego. It's about because your group of friends talk, oh, he was cute. And you saw someone, he's cute. So you want to be the one to be like, I got him. Now y'all stay away. You fucking up the whole place, man.
Who the fuck is you?
Like, not who?
I'm not,
oh, just wait. I know, but like, no, my biggest thing is like, I haven't done shit yet. I haven't done anything. I've barely scratched the surface, barely. But at the same token, it's like, when it's like, my business involves certain things, and then you want to hop in the way because you want to let everybody know who you are, now you've taken my business and you've put a personal factor in that. That's not good for business, which means that's not good for me. Because if you know me, I'm about my business.
Okay, Marcus.
Hello.
Mine, it's your turn. Top that.
Same.
She don't want to smoke.
Ditto. Same, no, but I understood what he said, because you know what, doing what I do, Mm-hmm. You know, I find a lot of people, you know, modeling and stuff like that, being in this industry, it's for people who not going to understand it. Like, I constantly, I'm going to have guys, they always going to try. Mm-hmm. You got to have that security because you need to be worried about yourself and your position right mm-hmm. now. You don't need to be worried about everybody else that's in my comments or in my DMs because of the picture that I just posted. Mm-hmm. Like, I got paid for this. This is what I do. You know me in real life. You know what I'm about. If you trying to stop that bag, you don't want me to resent you from that. Like, you need to understand that. And it's like, all right, everybody gonna see these fucking pictures. That's not me. They're not sleeping with me. They're not pulling up on me. They're not, you know, really getting to know me and getting connected with me physically, emotionally, all of that other shit. So I understand that. The hardest part about dating me is I don't believe in wasting people's time. Like, I know if it's going to go further. Like, because of what I do, I don't deal with a lot of people. Like, people are like, oh, you guys, you probably got so many niggas, and you probably doing this, and you probably doing that. No, it's because of what I do. It's the reason why I don't. Because everybody looking at me for one thing, mm-hmm. and I'm tired of it. Like, it's the same thing for everybody, and I'm tired of it. Niggas want to fuck. Okay, I get it. Like, it will be easy for me to just call somebody up and come through. Like, it's easy. I don't like what's easy, like. And so if I don't see no potential in you, if I know that you just want to fuck me, which is one of the first questions I'm going to ask you, like, oh, you just want some butt. It's like, I want to know, like, and I'd rather you be honest and be like, no, I want to do this and I want to do that. Because once I get involved, it ain't no going back. Mm-hmm. And you think it's going to be me coming on too strong, coming on too hard? No, once you fall, you going to fall. And then when you not giving me what the fuck I need, I'm going to be out. And you going to be sick. So that's why I'm going to keep it real with you from jump. Sometimes I feel like I'm too honest. And I feel like maybe that's the hardest part about dating me. And it comes off aggressive and too strong because people are like, whoa, all I wanted to do was fuck. I'm like, all right, cool. Peace. That's not me. I can fuck anybody. So,
not what I'm on.
Yeah, that's not what I'm on right now. Like, what else you have going on? Like, you got to have a whole bunch of other shit going on. You got to approach me a different type of way. Like, I don't give a fuck what you see about on the internet. Like, you're going to understand that's not what I'm about. Mm-hmm. In person. So I think a lot of men get thrown off when I come to them. Because once I invest some time, once I like you, I like you. If I don't, you're going to know that I don't like you and I'm not feeling you. Like, I'm not hitting you back. No, I don't want to hang out. I could feed myself. I could buy myself this. I don't need you to take me nowhere. I'll go see this movie with one of my friends. Like, I can do all this stuff without you. Mm-hmm. But do I want to?
I'm feeling it. Well, do y'all have any questions for me?
I don't. But right off the jump,
when was the last time you had sex?
Maya.
So she's talking about you don't be throwing nothing. Girl.
I would say...
Got anybody?
So I'm actually, it's funny that you asked. Mm-hmm. I've decided to be celibate.
Wow. I thought about that too.
It's very recent.
Okay. Like yesterday? Like
this morning?
Yeah.
Like first week of January.
Okay.
Okay.
It's been going good though?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but the sacrifice pays off in other ways. Yeah.
So the reason why I decided to go celibate is because I fasted and I prayed, and I just feel like, so I had two near-death experiences, two car accidents back to back, one Christmas, one New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like God was trying to get my attention, and I just needed to like focus on myself and God. So I prayed, I set my goals, I fasted, and I just feel like if I want to focus on myself and God, I really have to focus on God and myself. Yeah. So I literally have to die out all the distraction, the flesh, all the worldly pleasures. I kind of got to give it up, if that makes sense. So,
you did it for the right reason. See, maybe that's why I failed, because, I was just doing it because, I figured, oh, if a nigga waits, like, you know, a certain amount of days, I'm like, okay, he really likes me. But even after those days, you know, niggas still switch up.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to having sex, I don't feel like there's any difference between having it on the first day or having it after 90 days because at the end of the day, if that dude is really for you, it doesn't matter if you give it to him the first night or the 90th night. If he's for you, he's for you. So I don't even believe in, like, the days as much. But, yeah, I honestly decided to go celibate. And it wasn't that long ago. I want to hold it until marriage.
Okay.
Because I just feel like, if God is trying to get my attention, he's trying to tell me, like, yo, slow down and do things according to my will.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's respectful. Good luck.
Yes, that is very...
It's going to be hard.
But it's important, though. But I literally
pray every single day, because if it's based off of me, myself, and my flesh, I'm not going to be able to do that.
And that's what I'm saying. But you're intentional with your prayer. And like, you're having to go through it. Like, you're having to kind of grow through it, in a sense. Like, you know what you're doing is for a bigger picture and a bigger reason. Like, I'm you know, I support the shit out of that. Like, and anybody who, like, is about, you know, being celibate, like, that's important. And people need to respect that, own that. Like, it's very grade schoolish when people be like, oh, you're not having sex. Like, it's fucking dumb. Like, guys can do it. Women can do it. I just think that, like, and you don't have to, like, wait till marriage. Even if you say, man, I be oh, hitting cheeks all the time. Hitting cheeks all the time. Bro, get yourself a month. Get yourself whatever that's, even if it's a week. And you don't, like, little things like that. I think that's very important. Yeah.
Yeah, it's challenging. I've been on this journey before, saving it until marriage.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried it and failed, but I'm hoping that I'm at an age where I am ready to settle down. I'm not pressed to settle down.
Yeah.
I'm not in no way, shape, or form pressed to, like, be with the next man who's ready to be with me.
Right.
Because I want everything that I do to be with intention. And I asked y'all about being equally yoked, because I believe in being equally yoked. I believe that if I'm with a man, I'm there to better that man's life. He's here to better my life, and we're gonna grow and build a kingdom and an empire, and we're gonna live according to God's will for our life. Yeah. So if I want that, I have to
take those steps. Maybe that's what I need to do. But it's hard, because, you know, niggas be fine.
Yeah, they do. Girl, I'm looking at you, it's hard,
damn eyes, and I'm like, damn.
He looks like he got them eyes too.
Nah, I be chilling. I be chilling, because I already know I'm not ready to deal with the extra shit.
Yeah, it do come with extra shit. And it's like, damn, it was good.
Where you at?
Man.
You what?
Then you know what I'm saying? I do events. So like, oh, hey, I'm at your event. How you doing?
Yeah.
What's up? Who are these bitches here? I'm like, they came here to party? Like,
right.
They came here to party.
Yeah, I'm going to like you. But y'all have any more questions?
Question, are you single? You in a relationship? I know you said, but like,
she said
are you
in a situation?
Are you exactly? Hold on. Situationship?
No, not a situationship. I am dating.
Okay.
I'm not exclusive yet.
Okay.
So
step your game up, nigga. No, I'm just kidding.
Step your game up.
So I'm seeing multiple people, not a lot of people though.
Okay.
They might be cut off only because I don't know how they're gonna feel about celibacy, and I'm okay if they're not okay with it to cut that off.
So they fresh.
Only one sperm out of.
They're not fresh.
You had relations with them before and just.
I've had a relationship. Okay. Relations with them
but
before.
But now it's like,
I haven't had relationships.
Now you're starting to clean slate.
Yeah. You put, like, the pause on the sex part, but you want to continue.
Which is difficult,
which
because
is
I've
good,
done
though.
This before, yeah.
Yeah.
So if they're not agreeing to the terms,
right.
I have to switch.
Especially because once they've had you like that, they're like,
it's hard to cut that off,
yeah.
And I personally know that. It's easier for me to give into my flesh when I've already done that before. It's harder for me to say no. And even if I do say no, there's going to be some type of convincing that'll succumb me to, you know. So...
And I've been on the opposite end of that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with whatever direction it goes in. And I'm sorry, y'all, because I know y'all going to watch the episode. But it's going to be way down the line.
Right?
So,
like, three. How many?
Yeah. Right, so,
Don't ask me that question.
So I am dating two people right now. Okay. Nothing exclusive yet.
Do they know? They know about each other?
No.
Okay.
But we.
They know now.
So first of all, I'm very, very, very vocal. My life is open book. If you ask me, I will tell you.
Right.
No one's asked me, and no one has had the conversation of being exclusive yet. I feel
niggas don't want to know.
I don't even think it's a matter of knowing. I just feel like when things are fairly new, it's hard to say, let's be exclusive, you know? Yeah. And until you've told me that I want you to be the only person I see and you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
It's an interview. Just like a job, I'm interviewing at all times. Yeah, if somebody presented that money, that bread, I'm a dip.
Yeah.
So it's an interview. Until we have the conversation that I want to be exclusive with you, you want to be exclusive with me.
Yeah.
You can't assume that I'm being exclusive with you yet.
Mm-hmm.
At this point right now, I'm not even engaging in sex. So at the end of the day, what am I doing besides going on dates and hanging out with somebody, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
That's where I'm at. That's a different type of commitment.
Yeah.
I respect that, though, because it's hard out here.
Very hard, Maya. Very, very hard.
It's hard on both sides, all right?
Yeah, I know.
I'm settling.
Yeah. You're settling?
I'm settling right now. I'm not settling in the long run. Right now, I'm like,
love this shit out yourself, and that's the best thing you can do. Because once you love this shit out yourself, you be like, hold on, why were you settling for that?
No, but for real. It took me some time. It took me being in something very, very toxic to realize how much I need to love myself. Because once I knew that I love myself, I knew what I would put up with and what I'm not putting up with. What I can bring, what I'm not bringing to the table. What I can work on, what I don't need to work on. What are my strengths, what are my weaknesses. So I know how to approach a situation. And I know, literally now, I could look at something and be like, yeah, we're not compatible, dog.
Mm.
Or I could be like, you know,
it's not gonna work.
I'm ready to work on this and stick this out. Like, I know what I can and can't do. I know what I want and don't want. So
it's a matter. I need to learn that. Because
you will, though.
It takes me like another person to figure that out.
Well, you will learn that once you want to learn it and once you realize it. And then sometimes it takes going through some shit to really know, but you will learn it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
I know. Are you dating?
I'm dating myself.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
And that's why when I say that, it's like, if something came to my plate that was what I wanted in the moment, I can do that. But also at the same time, I'm not about to. I already know my longer goals down the road, and I'm not about to, like...
Compromise.
I'm not about to compromise, but also I'm not about to, like, hurt nobody else's feelings.
Trying to figure yourself out.
Not even trying to... Just that, but also, like, I know that I want, like... And, like, sometimes, like, it's a lot of, like... Yeah,
what that mean?
That mean, like, hey.
This bye, time, bye.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hello, goodbye. Like,
yeah.
And, yeah... But that everybody ain't on that page. So, teach it all.
All right. Well, if y'all could just give everybody your handles to follow you, know where to find you at, because they're going to want to know.
Yeah. All right. So, you can find and follow me at Maya DeBrae. That's MayaDeBrae on all social media. Y'all going to have it spelled out in the caption, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You can follow me at YouKnowPolo. That's YouKnowPolo on Instagram and Twitter. But also follow Great Energy Group. Follow Lydia in the City Tour and the Split.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
I'm just chilling right now.
I'm not looking for anything.
Excuse me, can I talk to you?
I saw your little girlfriend the other day.
What you mean?
You know you're my man.
So when you gonna make me your girl?
You probably say the same thing to all the little girls on your line.